Well, firstly, obviously, we're very proud as parents, both mum and dad. But do you know what? I should imagine the feeling he has. He just keeps pinching himself and says, I can't believe I'm in the squad. Clearly, he may not play tonight because there's 13 men there and only 11 can play. But nonetheless, he will have so much self-satisfaction because I know he's worked so hard to get there in the first place. So well done, Reece.
Does he ask you to give him advice or not?
Yeah, very much so. I suppose if you asked his mum, he'd say we talk sport and talk cricket in particular at the table, food table, morning, noon and night. And there's always cricket and sport on in our house. And when he was younger, there was always a ball in the house. Yes, he does ask. And I'm still very much his glue. When I say his glue, his day-to-day coach, because over the years, he's been involved with England age groups and obviously with Essex. And I was very much the in-between coach, the coach that was there every day, but also to dovetail England with Essex.
How much can nerves get to you at a moment like this, do you think?
Very much so. There are some players, and I hope he doesn't mind, my brother who played a little bit of professional cricket, he struggled with nerves. I never did. I was just full of excitement for the game to arrive, where my brother would probably hide behind the sofa or dive to the toilet and lock himself away a little bit. Reece is very much like me. Yes, he does have nerves. We do have nerves, but that is actually superseded by I just can't wait for tonight to happen. Or, you know, when I played cricket with Essex, I just couldn't wait to get back in the dressing room for the next day's game to commence. So sometimes it's good to have nerves, some nerves, but actually you're just so excited about the game coming.
What do you think of the T20 format? There's a lot of razzmatazz, isn't there?
Gosh, it's very different. I never played it, blimey. To be a bowler today in T20 cricket, you've got to have a sense of humour because you can bowl so, so well and get smacked out the park. The players are stronger. The players have better bats. The boundaries are brought in. And it really is a challenge. It's all about fours and sixes for the batsman. And everybody loves to see fours and sixes. But as a bowler, your primary goal, obviously, is to get him out. But your primary goal is to make sure he doesn't hit you for fours and sixes. It's a huge amount of pressure. And as I say, you can bowl so well. And with these small boundaries, you can go out the park. And the game can be turned in an over. There's only 20 overs. One over can make the difference. And you've got your skills to execute things like slower balls, back of the hand slower balls, cutters, Yorkers. They're probably a different language to many, but Yorkers are very important in T20 cricket, where you try and bowl toe crushers.
And a different atmosphere from the spectators as well, because you know there's all they've each got signs to hold up and big hand foam hands, and there's loads of music. And do you think that will affect him at all?
No, not at all.
He's used to it, isn't he? Yeah, at Essex.
You thrive on that. He is a young man, 21 years old, so he's very much a baby in the formula in terms of he's on, you know, the bottom of the rung of the ladder. But all the kids today just love 2020. Dare I say it, and, you know, we are talking before 9 o'clock in the morning, you find T20 is a very social occasion. There's an awful lot of drink drunk as well.
I've heard yes.
It's a bit of a party atmosphere.
You're going up there to join in, I understand.
I'm not sure I'll be in there. I'll be just quietly crossing my fingers, hoping he plays. Nonetheless, it's just fantastic for him to be involved and obviously very much in the selector's mind.